ततदेत मुखम करते बातलंग पंगुलंग है तजरिंग गतकृपात मोहं बंदे परमानंद माधवम श्रीगुरुदिन चरणम श्री चैतन्यश्वरम So today we'll listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 36. On the subject matter, the residents of Jambudvip offer prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasya sarupam kavaya vipaschita Gune sudharu sui bhajata bedasa Mithanti mitna manasa didrikshava मिथना मनसा दिदृक्षव गूढ़ क्रियार्थैर्नाम इरितात्मने यस्या स्वरूपं कवय विपाश्चित सुदारुषैव जात वेदसम् उत्थान्ते मिथुना मनसा दिदृक्षव गूढं क्रियार्थैर्नम इरित्तात्मने
वैष्णव प्रभुपाद By manipulating a fire-generating stick, great saints and sages can bring forth the fire lying dormant within wood. In the same way, O Lord, those expert in understanding the absolute truth try to see you in everything, even in their own bodies. Yet you remain concealed. You are not to be understood by indirect processes involving mental or physical activities, because you are self-manifested. Only when you see that a person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you, do you reveal yourself. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word kriyarthahi means by performing ritualistic ceremonies to satisfy the demigods. The word vipaschita is explained in Taittiriya Upanishad as follows. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma jo veda nihitam gujyam parame vyaman sa asnute sarvan kaman sa brahmana vipaschita. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunang Janmanamante Jnanavanamang Prapadyante. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me. When one understands that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart and actually sees the Lord present everywhere, he has perfect knowledge. The word Jata Vedaha means fire which is produced by rubbing wood. In Vedic times, learned sages could bring forth fire from wood. Jata Veda also indicates the fire in the stomach, which digests everything we eat and which produces an appetite. The word Gudha is explained in the Shyotasatara Upanishada, Eka Devaha Sarva Bhutesu Gudhaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is understood by chanting the Vedic mantras. Sarva Vyapi, Sarva Bhutantaratma, is all pervading, is within the heart of living entities. Karmadhaksha Sarva Bhutadi Vasa. He witnesses all activities of the living entity. Sakhi Chet Sakhi Cheta Kevala Nirgunascha. The Supreme Lord is the witness as well as the living force at His transcendental to all material qualities. So in this verse, we see in this prayer, through this prayer, about the Param Brahma being described. As you know, Param Brahma or Bhagavan is normally known as Nirakar, that he has no form. And this concept is very common among Muslims, among Christians, Yehudis. Of course, Buddhists, they don't accept whether form, no Bhagavan for them. But even Hindus also, among Hindus, this Nirakar concept is very much predominating. Because that was the philosophy preached by Shankaracharya. So that's why everybody thinks in that way. So this verse states that how the Parabrahma, the Sakar form aspects, when it is revealed, to whom it is revealed. That's why according to Vedic literature, the Parabrahma is both Nirakar and Sakar, the two aspects. Nobody has stated it so clearly as Prabhupada has stated on the basis of Vedic literatures, that how Parabrahma can have two aspects, the Nirakar and Sakar. The Nirakar aspect has been described here, giving the example of a wood. Within wood fire is there. Can you see fire? It's all overspread. Fire is there. When you ignite, then you can see the fire. Otherwise fire is there. Just like right now, in this room, many people are dancing, many people are talking. Can you see them? Can you see? Many cinema stars are dancing here. Can you see them? Don't see. Do you believe? Yes. How? In ether it is there. It is there. But it would not be there if TV center somebody would not dance. It would not be here. Somebody is dancing there. That's why it is here in ether. Who can see it? Who can see it? Only those that play TV, they can see it. Everybody cannot see it. It is like that also. This Bhagavan concept is like that. Well, America, Barack Obama speaking something. All over earth, that sound has gone, isn't it? All over the earth is there. When the TV machine is open, then we can catch and see it. It's like that Bhagavan all over the place. It's like a fire is there in the wood. But you have to ignite it. So by manipulating a fire generating stick, the great saints and sages can bring forth the fire lying dormant within the wood. So Bhagavan is like that also. Just like a bhakti. As it has been explained in the Veda. You don't find Veda, if you don't find bhakti in Veda. Veda 96% is karma, kanda. And 4% is jnana. Hardly any verses is there, Veda speaks of the bhakti. Very hardly any verses Veda speaks that Bhagavan is Sakar, Bhagavan has form. But same time, Krishna is telling, Sarvascha Vedair Ahma Bebedya Vedanta Krita Vedavit Evachaham. In whole Veda, what has spoken, the essence of that to understand me, my Sakar form. That is the reason why Bhagavata has been stated as Vedar Tarar Galitam Phalam, the sweet, ripened, juicy fruits of tree of Veda. In Veda you don't find bhakti. But essence of Veda is bhakti is to understand Krishna or God, the Sakar form of God. So just like as I have told before, when Narada Muni was trying to revive the consciousness of jnana and vairagya, then he tried to chant Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, everything into their ears, but he couldn't revive them. He was planning to go to do tapasya to find out the process, what to do. Then he heard a sound vibration that you do satkarma and the rishis will tell you about satkarma. Then Narada Muni was very bewildered, which rishi will tell me and what is the satkarma, what does this mean? Then he started walking to find out from the rishis. All the rishis, they came to know that Narada Muni is looking for some rishi who will give answer to his questions. And everybody became very scared. So they all hiding. Somebody saying, I have stomach pain. Somebody saying, no, I am going to my daughter-in-law's house. Like this, they all ran away from here and there. And Narada Muni searching, he couldn't find any rishis to ask this question. And finally, he reached in Haridwar. There he found Chatushkumar. Sanat Kumar asked Narada Muni, you always look very jubilant, in great ecstasy, chanting the holy name of Narayan, but today you look very morose, black face, look very heavy. What is the cause? Then Narada Muni explained the whole story. This is the problem. And I wanted to bring back this jnana and vairagya to their consciousness. But then I have this satkarma, rishis will tell me, but I don't know what is this. Then Chatushkumar said, oh, you don't know, you know it, but you have forgotten. All you have to do is just chant Bhagavatam into their ears. Chant Bhagavatam, they will come back to consciousness. Then Narada Muni said, Bhagavatam? What Bhagavatam can do? I have chanted Veda, the father of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is coming from Veda. If Veda could not do, Bhagavat is coming from Veda. So how Bhagavat can do? If you can buy something for 100 rupees, how can you buy for 10 rupees? Isn't it? Bhagavat is coming from Veda. So Veda could not do, how Bhagavat can do? And Chatushkumar gave a very simple example, the village example. What is that example? Anybody remember? What example? He gave an example of mango tree. The mango tree sucks, absorbs all ingredients from the soil. And tree gives birth to mango. Okay. You take a mango twig and chew mango twig. What will the taste? What taste? Very pungent taste. But you take a mango, how it tastes? Very nice. The mango coming from the tree. A tree cannot give that taste. How mango is giving taste? Tree cannot give. The tree gives birth to mango. The mango is very tasty. The tree is not tasty. The same way. Bhagavata is coming from Veda. But Veda cannot resolve. Bhagavata can resolve. That's the Prabhupada saying. He sarcastically Prabhupada saying to all these Vedantic people, the fund of Vedanta, Vedanta, Vedanta. Prabhupada saying, Lord, all these Vedantic people, let them chew Veda. They chew Veda, hard stick of Veda, and all their Danta will fall down, teeth will fall down, and they become Vedanta. We are not interested in chewing this Veda. Who will take the ripened fruit of Veda? Veda tree, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the intelligence of the devotees. The point is, so same way as I was telling, the ghee is there within the milk. So by drinking the milk, you don't get taste of ghee. You can't understand ghee is there. How you can taste ghee? If some cowherd man will churn that milk and take ghee out of it, then only you can taste. The same way, the pure devotees, they can see that Parambrahma is all pervading in different forms, as mountain, as river, as tree, as house. Preferred devotees, sthabara jangama dekhe nadakhetar murti, sarvatra hayatar ishta devasapurti.
Devotees can see,
you are not to be understood by indirect process involving mental or physical activities, but you will manifest swam eva spratyada. He manifests himself. Those people that are wholeheartedly engaged in searching for that absolute truth. I was telling yesterday, sei sei ishwara tatta bujhibare pare ishwarer kripales hoyche jahar. So by his mercy one can understand the pure devotees, wherever they see only Krishna. That different kinds of Krishna consciousness. One kind of Krishna consciousness is initial stage. You see anything, you relate to Krishna. You see tree, how you relate to Krishna? What are the trees? Anybody know? I don't know. They are hairs. They are hairs of Krishna. And you see rivers, how you relate? They are veins. You see mountain, then bones. There is one way, with Virat group, you relate, that how everything is related to Krishna. There is one way of relating Krishna. So another way of higher than this is, another stage of relating to Krishna is?
Vibhuti.
No, another way of relating to Krishna is, whatever you see that reminds you Krishna. You see cloud, then you remember Krishna. You see Shyama Sundara form. You see a calf, remember Krishna. You see a peacock feather, remember Krishna. This is one way of Krishna consciousness. The another way of Krishna consciousness is, wherever you look, you see only Krishna. Jagat. So the pure devotees, they can see, just like expert central personalities, they can take out fire from the wood which has spread all over the wood. So same way, there is a nirakar aspect and a sakar aspect of Parambrahma. So nirakar people, their understanding is correct. God is all pervading. Nothing wrong with that. I know all over wood, fire is there. Fire is there in the wood. Okay? Pervading, all over wood, fire pervading. So my this understanding, I put some wood into the oven, the food will be cooked. Just putting, why not? Wood, fire is there in the wood. Why food will not be cooked? Fire is there inside the wood, but food will not be cooked. So nirakar aspect is like that. You may be understanding. But food will not be cooked until unless fire comes out, take a sakar form. The same way, nirakar understanding will not resolve the problem. So then we have to understand the sakar aspect of the absolute truth. So that is what the Vedic literature explaining. The Vedic literature explaining, and here it has been explained, after many, many births and deaths, he who is actually knowledge surrenders unto Bahunam janma namante jnana banamang prapadyante. So Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. They are making so much noise. So Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. So they can understand. So that Supreme Person of Godhead, he is lying as Gudha, Eka Deva Sarvabhutesu Gudha. Now each and every living in his heart, Vishnu Sarva Guhasaya. That Bhagavan Vishnu. What is the Vishnu meaning? Meaning of Vishnu?
All-pervading.
No? Meaning of Vishnu is all-pervading. The all-pervading aspect of the absolute truth, that is Vishnu. That's why it has been said, Eka Deva Sarvabhutesu Gudha. The Supreme Person of Godhead, the Supreme Person of Godhead, who can be understood through chanting the Vedic hymns, is there within the heart of each and every living entity. That's why he is Sarva Gujja, very confidential subject matter. The God, or Sakar aspect of the Absolute Truth, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. Siddhartha Krishna is saying, Sarvasya Vedya Vedam Ahmava Vedya. I am this subject matter to be known. So, but through karma, through jnana, one cannot understand. That's why there are simple things. You go to any village. In village, what they say? They say, Bhaktar Bhagavan. No? Bhakta Vastala Bhagavan. Anytime you have you heard? Karmi Vastala Bhagavan? Jnani Vastala Bhagavan? Yogi Vastala Bhagavan? No. You go ask a village lady, they will never say Karmir Bhagavan, Jnanir Bhagavan, Yogir Bhagavan. There is a Bhaktar Bhagavan. Only Bhakta can see. How Bhakta can see? How Karmi cannot see? How Yogi cannot see? How Jnani cannot see? Why only Bhakta can see? He has a special spectacle. Very high powerful spectacle. Spectacle. What spectacle? Yes. What spectacle he has? Yes, 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 special ointment has been put into his eyes. Special ointment. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hidesu Vilokayanti Jang Sama Sundara Machintam Guna Surupam Govindam Adipurusam Tamham Bhajami. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. So the Lord, he reveals to him, who becomes mad for searching for him. We don't search for him, why will he reveal? But how many people they search for God? How many people they search for the self to understand who am I and who is God? How many percentage? How many percentage? There is no percentage maybe. There is no percentage. As the Prabhupada is saying, in one purport, what is Chamatkar? He says, Chamatkar, he is saying, everybody very interested, very inquisitive. Everyone, they are very inquisitive. As soon as they get up, so many questions and answers, that part of the globe gets filled in the house. Children ask mom what to eat, father where to go. Question answer between the students and teachers, question answer between doctors and patients, question answer between criminals and the lawyers. Millions of questions and answers. But among millions of questions and answers, how many people must have asked, who am I and who is God? How many? Imagine in Calcutta this morning, as people get up, they are all reading newspaper, opening the radio, television, so much inquisitiveness. But among all these Calcutta people, how many people you think would have asked, oh, get up early morning, who am I really? Yeah. What am I doing here? Who am I? Prabhupada said, this is Chamatkar. People are interested to know everything except themselves. They are not interested. They are not inquisitive for that. What they are inquisitive for? What everybody inquisitive for? Huh? Money? They are inquisitive for eating, mating, sleeping and defending. Just like a dog gets up, the smell starts to get something. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending. So dogs are doing, animals are doing and we are doing. So is there any difference? Is there any difference between animals and humans? But they are inquisitive for, we are inquisitive for something. Is there any difference? Prabhupada saying, yes, there is a difference. There is a difference between human being and animal. What is the difference? The difference is they are animal and we are sophisticated animals. Prabhupada saying that we are sophisticated animals. We are not ordinary animals. We are very sophisticated animals. So that is the difference. So we are not searching for, we are not looking for. What can we go? What can we get? No. What we are looking for, we are getting that. What we are searching for, people are doing so much research. For small, small things, so much research. And they are getting that. They are understanding that. I have to tell this before. I had one professor, zoology professor. He used to do some research on a leech. The leech, you dissect it, then find something, then again put it back to this chemical, we would feel, see, how powerful he is, how great he is. Only student, you know, you think, whatever professor they do, it looks very big. Then finally got a doctorate or something like that. We were very proud that a professor got a doctorate or something like that. So later on, when I became devotee, then I realized, just imagine, in God's creation, what a leech is. And his whole life is spent not to understand whole leech, one part of the leech. That is spent time. And he got a doctorate, he thinks, I buy life is successful. No, I know. This is inquisitiveness. And they got doctorates, some got Nobel laureates. No? And we are all very proud. The country is proud, people are proud, his family is proud, everybody is proud. When radium started, a scientist had come, the science and religious synthesis seminars during Prabhupada's centennial, radium scientists. What in the whole universe, what is he just invented or discovered radium, that's all. And he is worshipped in the whole world. For a small thing people get worshipped. And then they forget. Whom to, we should understand. That's why I'm saying, when you see that person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you, do you reveal yourself? But who is searching for him? We are all searching for all other things, all small, insignificant things. But nobody is searching for that absolute truth. And when you search for small things, and you get something, you go, oh, I'm so great. When, why people feeling great? Who feels I'm great? Who feels I'm great?
Proud person.
Proud person?
Ignorance.
When you feel that I am great?
When one achieves something, ultimately one achieves something,
you feel great. You feel great when you do not know there is another greater than you, then you feel great. People feel great because they do not know there is greater than them, then you feel great. But who is great? As long as you do not know there is greater, then you feel you are great. And as soon as you know there is a greater person, oh, really, I am so small. So that is the problem. Why people feel great in this material world? Why people feel great? Due to ignorance, they do not know the real greater person. So they feel great due to ignorance. And everybody wants to become greater than greatest, greater than the greatest. But when you understand God, then you realize, wow, really, he is that big. Then who am I? Prabhupada giving an example, no? The whole cosmic manifestation, small fragment, Krishna saying, oh Arjun, what shall I explain about my vibhuti to you? Just you understand, the whole cosmic manifestation is a fragment, spark of my energy. That's it. And Prabhupada saying, our whole material creation, just like cloud, small piece of cloud in the spiritual sky, chid akash parabhyam, a piece of cloud. So imagine, you compare the whole sky and a piece of cloud. How much percentage is this cloud, the whole sky? Can you calculate that? The sky is so vast, and a piece of cloud. And the spiritual sky is like that, and the whole material creation is in a cloud. In which material creation, there are unlimited millions, billions of universes are there, very big universes, and our universe is smallest universe. Why the smallest universe? Because it's 400 Brahman. And there are other big Brahmas are there. How many Brahmas are there?
Million.
Yeah, 100,000, 10 lakh, 100 lakhs Brahmas are there. You know that past time when Brahma came to meet with Krishna in Dwaraka, then the Krishna, the Brahma said, Dwarapal, please find out, I want to meet Krishna. Then Krishna said, Dwarapal said, Brahma has come to see you. Which Brahma is that has come to see me? Then Dwarapal said, Brahmaji, Krishna asking, which Brahma are you? So Brahma said, surprised, which Brahma? I am the one Brahma only. There is, how many Brahmas are there? Okay, tell you, 400 Brahma, the father of Chaturdashkumar has come. Then he went inside. Krishna allowed, okay, come inside. Then Krishna, what can I do for you? Brahma said, What for I have come, that I will ask you afterwards. First tell me, you ask who is Brahma? What, who is Brahma? I am the only Brahma in this Brahmanda. Then Krishna smiled, oh, you think you are the only Brahma? Then Krishna meditation, and he called all Brahmas. 10 head Brahma, 100 head Brahma, 1,000 head Brahma, 10 lakh head Brahma, and our Brahma sitting like a fly over there. You are all enjoying. You believe these things?
Yeah.
You are all angry. Believe how can he? Krishna sitting in a house in Dwaraka. How can somebody will come with 100,000 head? How you feel that? He says, believe and laugh this. Yes, that is possible. Even in a house, and the millions of Brahma can fit also. It is possible. The point is, our Brahman is smallest Brahmanda. And in our Brahmanda, Earth planet is the smallest planet. Earth planet is Asia Mahadesh continent. In Asia continent, there is India. In India is West Bengal. In West Bengal is Calcutta. In Calcutta, 3 is Albert Road. And we are sitting how big we are. Very insignificant. If we understand this, then how can you become proud, oh, I am greater? How can one feel like that? So you are so small. That is not the end of understanding. How small are we in comparison to Krishna? If you compare that Krishna, then how small we will be? Who can say?
Cannot
we compare?
Atomic.
That is the size. That is the size. That is the size. The size of spirit soul. That I am not talking about. Greatness, my greatness. How great I am. If I am compared, I compare to Krishna. How great I am. How will you understand this? There could be Krishna is very, 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 very big. I am very, 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 very small. So Krishna is this big and this small. That could have some sense. That would be nice also. At least I know he is this much big and this much small. That would be good. But it is not like that also. It is not like that. He is this big and this small. It doesn't end there. The interesting is, he is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And when he becomes bigger and bigger, then what will be my situation? I will become smaller and smaller and smaller. So this is the understanding. He is not like that. He is this much big and this much small. I can compare. It's not like that. Our misunderstanding is, I am becoming bigger and bigger. But actually, I am becoming smaller and smaller. So there is no limit how small I can be. Because he is always becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. Krishna is always expanding. And we compare now. How big I am, how I will know? When I compare with a real bigger object, then I understand how big I am or how small I am. So when we compare, then there is no end how small we are. So this is understanding. This is Vedic understanding. Not materialist people. As they think, always they meditate, how big I am, right? Isn't it? How great I can become. That is day and night, whole life. Everybody thinking, how great I am, how big I can become. But great seers, they don't see in that way. They know how small I am. So in this way, they try to find out the absolute truth, and that Supreme Personality of Godhead will reveal. Swayam eva spuratyaja. What is that verse? Anybody know? Ata Sri Krishna navati na bhavati gajya indriya. Through these senses we cannot perceive. The senses cannot perceive the absolute truth. But by engaging in devotional service, but by chanting His holy name, by attending Mangalarti, chanting 16 rounds, following regulative principles, taking prasadam, one can understand God. Pratan Evidam Mangalarti, chant 16 rounds, follow the principles, take prasadam, any cigar. Not necessarily. If I think by doing this I can see God, then I cannot see God. This will not bring us, make us to see God. Then how can I see God? By sweet will, if He reveals, He reveals. अथापिते देव पदम बुजदय प्रसाद लेसानो गृहते भई जानाति तत्त्वं भगवत महिम्न नाचन्न एकपि शिरं विचिन्न. देयर इज लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ, वी मे गो ऑन स्ट्राइविंग फॉर दैट बट वी विल नॉट अंडरस्टैंड. ओनली बाय सीइंग आवर एंडेवर देन कृष्णा विल फील. हियर इज सेइंग बाय आवर एंडेवर ही विल रिवील. अथापिते देव पदम बुजदय, ओ देव Padambujadaya prasad lesanu. When somebody will receive the drop of mercy of your lotus feet, then only janati tattam bhagavat mahimna. He will understand the glories, greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan will reveal to him whom he reveals by his sweet will. So that's why the residents of Jambudvip, they are offering these prayers, and through these prayers, they are revealing the great truth for us, that how that Parabrahma, who is all pervading, so he can appear in a form also that we can see. So that will happen only to those people who wholeheartedly engaged in searching for that object, the supreme object of their life. So this is the general meaning of this verse. If you have any question, you have to balance all these things, then we can concentrate our mind listening. So that is endeavor part, or endeavor you have to do. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande.